But, Duke, they'll kill me. They'll murder me. They'll take me for a ride. Ride? They can't take me for a ride. I get car sick.
Here it is, Forever Ernest, a new radio series starring Jackie Coogan, Lorene Tuttle, and Arthur Q. Bryant. The place? Oh, that's as familiar as Niagara Falls, as American as apple pie a la mode. Sure, you know Spencer's Drugstore, all right, but it's possible you don't know Ernest Bunch. Ernest, played by Jackie Coogan, is assistant clerk, pharmacist, and soda jerk. In fact, assistant everything in the place. At the moment, however, he's the one who needs assistance. Candy Lane, the girl of his dreams, is seated at the soda fountain, and apparently they've reached a crisis in their lives.
It's no use, Candy. Don't ask me. I just can't do it.
Don't be silly, Ernest. Why can't you do it?
Well, suppose that Mr. Spencer saw me.
How can he see you? He's in New York.
Well, suppose he didn't like New York. Suppose he came home. Suppose he walked in here right now and saw me and said...
Well, aren't you two going to say hello to me?
Oh, I didn't do it, Mr. Spencer. Honest. Oh, hello, Duke. For a second, I thought you were Mr. Spencer. I'm sorry.
How about a banana split, my boy?
I'm sorry, Duke. No bananas.
And I better get the market report. Got a couple of nickels for dime?
Sure.
Thank you very much, my lad. These will do very nicely.
Well, Ernest?
Oh, please don't ask me, Candy. I'm afraid I can't.
Afraid? That's the trouble with you. You're afraid. Afraid of your boss, afraid of the customers. You're afraid of everyone.
I am not. I'm not afraid of everyone. I don't know everyone.
It's the same old story. You can do favors for everybody but me. You can knock yourself out for a loafer like Duke.
Oh, he's not a loafer. He's a busy man.
Busy. Always going into that phone booth, inside it, or just coming out.
Well, that's sort of his office, where he transacts his business.
What business?
Oh, big business. He's a big operator, does lots of things, important.
Ernest, can I have a couple more nickels?
You bet. Did you get the market report, Duke?
Yes, I did, my lad. They haven't any bananas either.
Ernest, you see? That's what I mean.
Oh, now listen, honey.
And don't honey me. I've had about all of this I can take. If you prefer him to me...
Oh, Candy, wait. Don't go.
I've wasted enough of my life, I think, and I'm not going to waste any more. Not until you start acting like a man.
Candy! Oh, gee, Duke, she's gone. I might never see her again.
Why not? You might be a man someday.
Well, I couldn't help it, Duke. It wasn't my fault. She just wanted too much.
Ah, women. What did she want?
A double helping of whipped cream. Gosh, I didn't even get to show her the ring.
The ring? What ring?
Well, this one. Our engagement ring.
A real diamond. That's a big hunk of ice.
It ought to be. I paid cold cash for it. My whole life savings, $185 on account. Gee, I wonder if they'll take it back.
Now, don't be hasty, my boy. You may need that ring yet. There should be some way to make you look like a man.
Oh, Duke, I wouldn't want to deceive her. But do you think we can?
Why not, my boy? Didn't they figure out the atom bomb? Ernest, I got it. I've conceived a great plan for you to win Candy back again.
Honestly?
Well, let's not be petty. Yes, sir, it came to me right there in my office. Only one thing, Ernest. How are you in a fight?
Well, mostly on my back. But, gee... Why should I fight? I'm not mad at anybody.
Didn't you say you love the girl?
I do, but...
Didn't you say you want her back?
I sure do, sure.
Okay. Then you're about to become the champion of American womanhood.
Gee, what'll a present champion say when I challenge her?
Ernest. Look, Ernest, you don't understand. You're not going to fight a woman.
You mean I have to fight a man?
Don't be silly.
Oh, well...
You're going to fight two of them.
What?
Yeah, now look. I got it all arranged. You see, these fellows will try to insult Candy right in front of the store.
Uh-huh.
And you rush out and fight them. They run away. And Candy folds you to her heart and says, my hero. See?
But, Duke, I don't know very much about fighting.
You don't have to. They know all about it.
Oh.
Lucky I knew two big, tough guys like that.
Big and tough?
Biggest and toughest in town.
And this is such a big town. Say, can't I be a hero in a smaller town?
Now, look here, Ernest. The whole deal's set. They'll be out there when Candy goes by on her way to work tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning? Well, I'm not in shape to fight that soon.
You don't have to be in shape. It'll all be over in less than a minute.
I know, but I would like to last a little longer.
Well, everything's ready, Ernest, my boy. There they are, waiting for Candy to come by. See them?
Those two?
That's the pair.
They're giants. Oh, Duke, I don't think I should do it. Somebody might get hurt.
Nonsense. Who always helps you when you get in trouble?
You?
Who had the brains to arrange this setup?
You.
Well, then, who could get hurt in a phony fight?
Me.
Ernest, now listen and do just what I told you. I'll be standing near the door. When I call you, sail out and start swinging at them.
Okay, but do I have to get close enough to hit them?
Naturally.
Well, then they'll be close enough to hit me.
Well, now, look, Ernest, you... Oh, there's a customer, darn it.
Yeah, darn it.
Well, get rid of her. I'll wait outside. Be seeing you, my boy.
Sure.
Well, well. So this is Spencer's Pharmacy.
Yes, ma'am. Anything I can do for you, ma'am?
Are you kidding? Look, I'd like to get some leg makeup, please.
Well, yes, ma'am. Right here at the cosmetic counter. What would you like? Beach Boy beige or tan my hide?
Well, I want something to cover this mole on my leg. Right here. See?
Mm-hmm.
Of all the places to have a mole, just below the knee.
Yeah. Well, maybe you'd like to... Maybe you'd like this shade. It's a cream to rusty halibut.
Oh. Well, yes, it is kind of pretty. How do you put it on?
Well, it tells you right there on the bottle. The bottle.
Oh, couldn't you show me how?
Well, I can't right now. I have to go out and... Well, somebody might see me.
Oh, no, they won't. I'll stand behind the counter with you. Here. Now, here's the lotion. Go ahead. Put some on for me.
Well, you pour a little in your hand like this.
Yes.
And you start at the ankle and spread it evenly.
Yes.
And that's all there is to it.
Oh, well, aren't you going to put some on the other leg?
Well, do I have to?
Well, they'll look sort of funny if they don't match.
Well, that's all right. No one will notice with my pants rolled down.
Hey, Ernest, get ready. Here comes Candy.
How much?
That'll be a dollar, lady.
Ernest, hurry up.
Here you are.
Ernest, great Scott, be quick.
Ernest!
Candy, here I come, Candy. Here I come.
Duke, put him on this counter. Poor Ernest.
I can't understand how it happened.
I started to slap one of those hoodlums, and Ernest ran between us. Poor darling. I guess I hit him pretty hard.
Did anyone get the number of that truck? Where am I?
Darling, you're on the bargain counter.
Bargain counter? The bargain counter?
Yeah, you've just been knocked down.
Get him a drink of water, Duke.
Okay.
Oh, Ernest, I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm so sorry.
Well, that's all right, Candy. Just so you're not mad at me anymore.
Mad at you? And you tried to defend me? Well, of course not, darling. I'm proud of you. I guess I didn't know how much you meant to me.
Well, I knew all the time how much you mean to me. And, Candy, I have something to show you.
You have? What is it, Ernest?
It's, Well, it's sort of an engagement ring.
Really?
It's in the door of the cash register. I'll get
it. No, you lie right there. I'll get it, darling.
It's in a little velvet box.
Velvet box?
Right there on top of the dollar bill.
Dollar bill?
In the register drawer. Just open it up.
Open?
Gee, Candy, you sound like your record's stuck.
Ernest, don't you understand? The cash drawer's empty.
What?
You've been robbed. See, Inspector Miller, that's why we called the police. Ernest was defending me, weren't you, darling? And during the fight...
The register was robbed.
Yeah, the old dodge. Two of them start a fight to attract all the attention, then a third guy steps in and robs the place. How long were you out?
Outside, about a minute.
And out cold, about four.
Yes, you see, Inspector, I was swinging at one of those men.
And you knocked him out?
Yeah, knocked me right out. Nothing went the way we planned.
It didn't, huh?
No, not a thing.
Well, all I can say is, what did you plan?
Well, the fight. I mean, I was supposed to... Well, that is, Duke told me all... You see, we thought...
So, you and Duke were in on it, huh? You had to fight all frame.
Well, that's right. You see, Inspector...
Ernest Fudge! You framed that fight. You deliberately had those men insult me.
Oh, but Candy, I was only trying...
Who were they? Who were the men?
Joe Burke and Harry the Clutch.
Harry the Clutch? And Joe Burke? Well, they just finished a stretch. Got sore at some bookie and stuck him full of holes. With an ice pick.
An ice pick?
Oh, Ernest, you're the most deceitful, shameful, outrageous... I'll never believe another thing you said.
Candy, wait. Hey, the ring. Oh, gee, she's gone.
Yeah, and you're going. Come on, down to headquarters.
Now, wait a minute, Inspector. Hasn't he got trouble enough? Honest, we only framed the fight so Candy would think he was a hero. But we didn't help Harry and Joe rob the store.
Yeah, how do I know?
Well, if we had, would I tell you who they were? And would the lad steal that diamond ring from himself?
Well, maybe not. But I won't be sure till we pick up Harry the Clutch and Joe Burke. I won't take you two in, but don't leave town.
No, sir, we won't.
You know what'll happen if you try.
Yes, sir, we couldn't get any reservations. Oh, Duke, we're not doing much good just sitting around the store like this. Oh, if we could only find those guys. Good afternoon, Spencer's Pharmacy.
Is Duke there?
Just a minute, please. Duke, it's for you.
Thank you, my boy. Hello, this is Duke.
Oh, yeah? This is Harry the Clutch.
Well, fine. How are you, Harry?
Harry?
Harry the Clutch.
Now, listen, Duke, I don't feel so good. I just saw the afternoon paper.
Now, listen, Harry, I can explain.
Yeah? Well, you better explain to the cops.
Oh.
We don't like to have them on our tail. You clear us by 9 o'clock tonight, or else. That is all.
But Harry... Harry... He's gone. Ernest, we got to square Harry and Joe with the police.
Why?
Because they just told us to. Or else.
You mean ice pick?
You get the point. Well, don't worry. We'll think our way out of this. Stop being so nervous.
Nervous? I'm not nervous.
Then stop biting my fingernails. You know, I'm not certain that Harry and Joe did rob the store.
But if they didn't, who did?
I don't know. Who else was around?
Well, nobody. Just you and me and the lady buying the leg makeup.
Lady? Was she still in here when you ran outside?
Uh-huh.
Then that's the answer. She's the one. If we can find her, we can get back the money and your ring and clear Harry and Joe with the cops. Would you know her if you saw her again?
I think so. She was a blonde and she had a mole on her leg.
That's not much to work on, but it's our only chance. Ernest, we're going out and cherchez la femme.
Okay, Duke. But couldn't we find that woman first?
And now we break into the story with a word about the commercial. And there's a point. With a show like Forever Ernest, the commercial need not break into the story. It could be a part of the story because of the drugstore locale. Instead of a straight announcer, the district salesman could talk to Ernest or Mr. Spencer or even customers about the sponsor's product. Casually, in a friendly, neighborly manner, but effectively. For example, he could slip in a believable testimonial, such as what Miss Hudson across the street told him about the product. For that matter, because the product is on the shelves or sold at the fountain, it can be brought into the dialogue naturally, even when the district salesman isn't around. Ernest or Mr. Spencer would recommend the product to their customers and thus assure a natural and effective sponsor identification. And with a drugstore as home base for our episodes, every drugstore owner would cooperate and display advertising of the program in his place of business. For believable, friendly, effective selling, Forever Ernest is a natural.
Well, a leg is a leg and a blonde is a blonde. We just put them together and we got her, Ernest.
I know, but what about the mole?
Oh, we'll have to dig for that.
Well, that's Duke and Ernest, remember? They've been promised a very pointed revenge if they don't clear Harry the Clutch and Joe Burke of any connection with the robbery. They've got till 9 o'clock tonight to find the blonde with the mole on her leg. And we find them carrying on their search at the busiest corner in town.
Duke, we'll never find that woman just sitting around here.
You know a better place to look for a mole on a leg? Windy, isn't it?
It's windy enough, but these tin cups...
A perfect disguise, my boy. And think of the pencils we've sold.
Oh, but but, Duke, it's after 5. It's getting late. Those guys only gave us till 9 o'clock.
Okay, let's try another corner. We'll keep looking at legs until we find...
Oh, Duke, I'm getting embarrassed. Couldn't I just look at faces?
What good would that do?
Well, you think I'd miss her or something?
I don't know about her, but you'd sure miss something. Besides, Ernest, how do you expect to see walking like that with your hands over your eyes? Put your hands down.
I will, as soon as we pass this burlesque house.
Ernest, act your age. Open your eyes.
You sure it's all right? If we pass those pictures?
Why do you think I'm walking backwards?
Hey, Duke. Hey, look. That girl across the street. That blonde. That's her. I'm sure it is.
Where?
Oh, darn it. She just went into that shoe store. Now we'll lose her.
Nonsense. I'll follow her in and pretend I'm a clerk.
Oh, but Duke, she'll recognize you.
No, she won't. I didn't spend several years in the theater for nothing. Well, not quite nothing. I'll just button my coat, smooth down the hair like this, change my voice, and, Questo, I'm a meek widow shoe salesman. Would you like to buy some wool-heel shoes?
No, thanks. I'm just waiting for a friend of mine. Oh, Duke, it's you.
Ain't I a wallafalooza? Huh? Now, you wait right here. I'm going in there and play the greatest role of my career. Hello. Madam, may I have the privilege of waiting upon you?
Well, it's about time somebody waited on me. I want a pair of mules.
Pair of mules? You must plan to do some spring plowing. Now then, if you will allow me to remove your shoe... Oh, madam, if you will allow me to say it, you have a very nice foot.
Oh, please.
And a very nice ankle. And a...
Wait a minute. What are you up to? Stop that. Stop twisting my foot.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to see...
Stop. I'll call the manager.
Oh, no, lady, please. You get me in trouble.
Well, then stop horsing around and get me a pair of blue mules.
Oh, all right.
No, all blue. Size 6AA.
White.
Not white, blue. And stop staring at my leg.
I was only admiring your very lovely tan.
Well, it's not tan, it's leg makeup.
Oh. Oh, lady, you got lumps in your leg makeup.
Lumps? Where? Oh, you mean right there below my knee. No, that's not a lump, it's a mole.
A mole? That's very interesting. I can recommend a doctor who...
Look, I came here to buy mules, not to talk to one. Where's the manager? I want the manager.
I'm the manager. Is anything wrong?
Yes, I've been insulted. I want you to fire this man.
Madam, there's no need for a scene. Now, calm down, please.
Not until you can, this guy.
I'm afraid I'll have to take that up with the proprietor. Do you wish to make formal complaint?
I most certainly do.
Very well. Your name and address, please.
Yvonne Schultz, 1224 Crocus Avenue.
1224 Crocus, what for?
Third floor rear, ring twice, and
if... Thank you.
You keep out of it.
How can I keep out of it? I'm in it. I gotta find the girl that's...
Duke, is she the one? Has she got a mole?
She sure has, Ernest, and she's wearing leg makeup.
Then our search is over.
That's what I say. Let's take her down to Inspector Miller and... Holy Toledo. She's gone. But I don't get it, Ernest. I just don't get it. We haven't caught that woman yet, and you insist on coming back here to the store.
Oh, gee, Duke, I've got to wait for Mr. Scroby. It's pretty vital to him. He comes in every night at this time.
Every night? What for?
Lemon phosphate. Besides, who knows, maybe Candy might come in.
My boy, let me give you a little advice. Do you think Candy would come back to you while you're practically in the arms of the law? When she knows you've been consorting with underworld characters... Do you think she'd come back when she knows you're broke, your life savings gone, the ring you promised her?
Good evening.
Well, maybe she would.
Good evening, Duke.
Duke? Well, how about me? Aren't you going to speak to me?
I'll have a chocolate sundae, please. With a double helping...
Well, I'm awful sorry, Candy. I can't.
I'll be happy to pay for the extra whipped cream.
Well, isn't that? I'm just closing up. Duke and I, we got to rush downtown to 1222 Crocus Avenue.
1224.
All right, 1224. What's the difference?
Just the difference between a whole skin and a skin full of holes. Don't forget those crooks.
Crooks? Ernest, what are you doing with those crooks?
Oh, we're not going to see the crooks. It's the girl.
Girl? What girl?
Oh, she's really not a girl. She's more of a blonde.
Oh, a blonde?
Naturally.
No, I think she's bleached.
bleach blonde.
Oh, what's the difference? I don't care about her hair. It's her leg.
Her leg? Oh, Ernest.
Oh, you don't understand. All I want to do is get back our ring.
You mean you gave her our ring? Ernest, Bud.
Oh, not Candy. Listen.
Don't try to explain. I don't want to hear.
Oh, please, honey.
Giving our ring to some blondie.
Well, look at
that. As far as I'm concerned, you don't have to get it back.
Oh, please.
Now or ever.
Candy, please.
Ah, women.
Gee, Duke, what'll I do?
I've been trying to tell you ever since we got back. Close this door and let's get down there to Crocus Avenue.
But, Duke, why can't we try her door? Why do we have to go up this fire escape?
Simple enough. She said third floor rear. Now stay close to me. Anything can happen here. This is the toughest part of town.
Well, I'm not afraid. I'm doing this for Candy.
What do you think I'm doing it for, peanuts? Here we are. This must be her place. It's awful dark in there.
Yeah, I guess she's out.
Well, then what's the use of going in?
Oh, but we gotta go in. I want to get off this fire escape. I'm busy.
You're conservative. She's pretty lucky. She can lock this window. Come on now. Be quiet. Have to sort of feel our way and...
Duke, it got a hold of a leg.
Got a mole on it?
I don't think so. It's a table leg.
Okay, now. You stay close to me. I got a feeling we're being watched.
Watched? Watched by what?
I don't know. Something's got its eyes on us.
It has. Well, get them off. Get them off!
Quiet!
Can't we turn on the lights?
Nothing doing. Anybody in here wants us, let him grope for us. Stand still, Ernest. Ernest, I said stand still.
I am standing still.
Then what's that noise?
My flesh. It's crawling. Duke, I know what it is. That must be a door over there.
Well, let it alone. Stop swinging it.
I haven't touched it.
You haven't? Oh, probably the wind.
I hope so, because it's rubbing against my leg.
Huh?
Duke, it's got hairy arms. It's got...
Oh, gee, Ernest, just a cat. Come on now, let's get... Oh. Ernest, what happened?
You know that door over there?
Yeah.
It's over here.
Nine o'clock, and we're not getting anywhere.
I know where I'm getting. I'm getting out. I'm getting out of here. I'm getting out!
Ernest, where are you?
I don't know. I can't see a thing.
Listen, something just grabbed my hand.
He's got mine, too. Gee, what do we do?
He's got such a grip, I can't even move.
I can't move either.
Well, I know. I'll count to three, and we'll swing at him together.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Oh. Gosh, we were holding each other's hands. Hey, Duke, you hear what I said? Duke, talk to me. Say something, Duke.
Well, first, take your fingers out of my mouth.
I'm sorry, but anyway, we're thinking Joe and Harry the clutch. It's 9 o'clock and they haven't found it.
Yeah, that's right. Somebody's coming. Here, this door. It's a closet. Come on, get in.
I can't. Not in the closet. I get claustrophobia.
Okay, brother, you're on your own.
Anyway, I'm not afraid of her. I'll tell her. I'll tell her, all right. I'll just stand right here and I'll say...
Well.
Hello.
What are you doing here, sucker?
You know very well why I'm here.
Sure. You came to tell me you want to forget the whole thing.
Oh, no, I don't. And don't you come too near me.
Oh, why? Not afraid of me, are you?
Now, lady,
it'd be awfully easy to forget where I live that you ever saw me.
Oh, please.
And I could make it easier. A nice, long kiss.
No, lady, no.
A great, big hug.
No.
Am I getting warm?
Don't know about you, but I am.
Oh, well, look, why don't you be sensible? Come on, sit down here by little me and let's talk it over.
No, a thousand times no.
Ernest, you go in the closet and I'll talk it over.
The heel from the shoe store. So you're here, too?
Decidedly. I have an interest in this matter.
Well, it may interest you to know that my husband will be here any minute. Take my advice and scram.
Yeah, I've heard that line before. Husband. You haven't even got a husband. I'll bet you haven't.
Ivan, you home?
But you gotta give me odds.
Mr. Hudson, Duke, what do we do?
To jump free for
it. He's coming in. Think of something quick.
All right.
And, madam, we're positive you'll be happy with our post-war vacuum cleaner.
Duke.
Pull him asleep.
Hey, look behind you, what? Duke. Look who's here.
Yeah, Duke. Why don't you look who's here?
Huh? Harry the Clutch and Joe Burke.
Yeah, Lumpy.
Boy, are we glad to see you two. We thought it might be her husband.
Could be.
Yes, sir. We tracked you right down. Could be. You mean husband? You?
Not me. Harry. That's one rap I don't have to take.
Lay off, Joe. She worked that job pretty sweet this morning. It was these stumble bums that put the cops in our tail. I got a good mind to...
Here they come, Duke. Ice pick.
Ice pick's nothing. This calls for 38.
Hey, Joe, slow down. Don't turn this into a murder rap. There was only $100 in the till.
$100? Well, what about my diamond ring?
Yeah, worth at least $600.
On account.
That's funny. I didn't see no diamond ring.
Well, she got the ring. She stole it this morning.
She did, huh? Yvonne, you holding out on me?
Don't be a fool, Joe. They're lying, both of them.
I never told a lie in my life.
You know, Joe, I think you're being rooked. Yeah. I've been wondering about that, Jane.
Take it easy, Joe. That's my wife.
So what? The dirty double-crossing little cheek.
Harry, are you going to let Joe call her that?
Not on your life.
Atta
boy. Hey, quick, he's going to use that gun.
Drop that rod, Joe. Wait.
Oh, you smack me, would it?
Atta boy, Joe. Hit him again. Hey. Come on, Joe.
Betting 4 bits on Harry the Clutch.
Come on,
not while
I've got
him. Oh, hit
my arm. Let's
go.
Now you got him, Harry. Polish him off. Let him have the old...
Ernest, what are you doing?
Well, this gun's liable to go off and hurt somebody. I better throw it out the window.
Hey, wait! Don't throw that gun away. Point it at them.
All right, I'm pointing it.
No, you idiot. The other end.
Oh. Okay, hands up. Grab a hunk of sky. Hands up, everybody, and I mean everybody.
Ernest, you don't have to put your hands up, too.
But keep your hands up. I'm not particular who I shoot. I might even shoot myself. Hey, Duke, call the police.
Okay. Operator, I want the police.
Open up! Open up in the name of the law!
Great work, Duke.
All right, hold it, everybody. Don't anybody make a move.
Well, Inspector, what kept you?
Ernest, are you all right?
I think so. Gee, Candy.
To think we get outsmarted by a boob like that.
How dare you call Ernest a boob?
Well, I'll show him.
Duke! Oh, Ernest.
Gee, Candy, you knocked him out again. Well, at least he was acting like a man.
Isn't it wonderful? Now, if he only looked like one.
Gee, Candy, if you hadn't brought the police, how did you ever?
Well, I began to think of what Duke had said at the drugstore, and I was afraid you might be in danger.
Uh-huh, those crooks.
Uh-uh, that blonde.
Well, anyway, we got Mr. Spencer's money back.
And my diamond ring. Oh, Ernest, it's so beautiful.
I'm awful glad you like it, Candy.
And now that you've put it on my finger, you know there's something you've got to do.
Yeah, I got to finish paying for it.
Oh, Ernest.
Something else, huh?
Well, of course.
Well, let me see.
Look, when do you pucker up your lips?
Well, every time... Oh, sure. I know what I got to do.
Do you, Ernest? Well, go ahead.
I am. I'm going right back to the store and fix Mr. Scroby's lemon phosphate.